Good morning, Ty, and welcome to Let's Talk Motorsport. Good
morning, mate. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you enjoying the off-season at the moment?
Yeah, it's good. It's good to be back home in Perth and just cruising, mate. It's nice.
Ty, last season, especially the Speedway Grand Prix and obviously your league commitments as well, pretty tough year.
Yeah, it was. You know, obviously with the broken back and shoulder blade, it kind of slowed me down a lot. I had to wait a couple of months with the back. But when I got the green light, I just went straight back racing as if I wasn't off the bike, just straight in. And went into the deep end, went straight back into the World Championships in my first round. My first race back, whereas most guys would have, done a league race and then in the UK and then one in Poland and then done a Grand Prix.
I was about say to you, Ty, how do you attack a situation like that straight back on the bike after a pretty nasty injury?
Yeah, so I broke my back in like June and then August I came back. So my first time on the bike was exactly 2 months from the day I crashed. So I crashed on a Friday night and it was 2 months down the line. It was a Friday and it was the GP practice in Roslav. So I jumped on the bike, did practice, qualified fourth and then went racing the next day.
So on a slightly happier note, where did this all begin for you? What's your first recollections of Speedway?
I was at Daniel and Trevor Harding's place, riding the motocross track in the back garden. And after we'd finished riding on the Saturday, we were prepping the bikes for Sunday and the Speedway bike tucked away in the corner and I just asked if we could have a crack at it. And I didn't really know that my dad had rode or the level what he used to race at, so he was like, I'm an iron, but I definitely wanted to do it and have a go at it. And he said, we've got to sell your motocross bike, do you want to have a go at that? And that's what I said. I said, yep, get rid of it and let's have a go on that. So
it's a big story right up to this very moment. It's a good, you had a big junior background as well. You raced junior speedway pretty solidly, didn't you?
Yeah, so obviously started at Bribber Lake and then Bribber Lake closed down and then all the dads got together and built the track at Pinjar, which is probably a little bit too big for the 125s and a little bit too small for the 500s. So I really learned my craft there. You know, I learned how to ride a big track by riding the 125 I call it the small track because it's the small track in Perth. So riding the 125 on the small track, which is actually a little bit too big for it, so it teaches you to ride it a bigger track for, like, Poland. And then riding a 350cc on the small track was too small for like them site for a senior, so that kind of got me mastered of really turning the bike and understanding how all that works. And then through the junior speedway, racing in the morning and then being handicapped in the afternoon, that also learned me how to pass. So with all that going on, that kind of made me who I am on a bike, and helped me secure my championship.
So you come into senior speedway with a bit of a flurry. When did it dawn on you that, hey, this is something I might be able to do for another 20 years?
Oh, I don't know. I've never really looked at it like that, mate. You can't really look that far into the future. You're just going to take one day at a time, So live in the moment and enjoy what's around you. And, I could race for another 20 years from now, really, if you look at Hancock and how old he is. So, the only thing that will stop me is myself or an injury. So, just live one day at a time, 1 week at a time, and enjoy it.
Ty, a guy like Greg Hancock is a bit of a freak, isn't he? He's getting, his age is against him to be riding at the level you guys race at.
Yeah, but he just enjoys it, and as long as you enjoy it, there's no reason, why Speedway, you don't have to have an age limit on it because it's different. It's not like motocross where, you sat at max heart rate for three motos or anything like that. Speedway's pretty cruisy and, When I do a ride, if I wear my heart rate strap, my heart doesn't go over 100 beats a minute. So, it's pretty chilled out, but it's very intense, bang, bang, bang. Yeah, as long as you're enjoying it, you can stay enthusiastic about it, which he obviously does. You can obviously, perform at that world-level stage.
Ty, your international season, you leave here late February, you head to... Where are you based at the moment?
We're based in the UK.
How many meetings, you get over there, you've probably got a 2 or 3 week gap maybe before your first meeting. How many meetings you done by the time you get home? Well, not home, back in Australia, around about November.
It's hard to say because, I actually don't know how many I've got in the 2020 calendar. But, in previous years, I've raced British League, Swedish League, Polish League and the World Championships. So, you race in 4 nights a week in different countries. So you're just flying in and out and doing your best, but I've reduced my calendar. I stopped riding in England like 4 or 5 years ago, and then I stopped riding in Sweden this year coming. I'm not racing in Sweden, which is the first time for me. So I'll only be racing on a Friday or a Sunday, which is, I guess, more normal. Obviously, I've got a little family now and like to be around a little bit more. So that's freed up 3 days in my calendar. So I can focus on my fitness, my nutrition. Be around the family a little bit more. I always start the season at like 65 kilos and finish at 72. So that shows that there's something not right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not healthy. That means that the diet isn't good, the traveling is too much, and you can't keep a shape of, what it needs to be. So I've really reduced the calendar to focus on all, make sure that I'm 100% rolling into every Grand Prix and give winning the championship another crack.
It's interesting you should say that. So I remember speaking with Jason Crump, and he basically starved himself for those 10 years he finished on the roster at Grand Prix level.
Probably a bit like me, having got the body type where you can, eat what you want and, still be 63 kilos. It's becoming a bit of a trend now at world level to be, borderline anorexic. It's tough, I feel like I'm racing a bunch of AIDS victims and I'm a fat guy, so.
how much time do you put into your personal training?
I'm averaging about, 3 hours a day, cycling a lot, so doing about, 500-600 kilometres a week. A bit of strength work in between, so it's pretty serious. But that's all because that's just weight management. Some riders might only have to train 40 minutes a day, but unfortunately for me, it's always a battle of losing weight and, like you just said, maybe crumping up the same issue.
Mate, you should have been a jockey by the sound of it.
Yeah, but I'm not. That's the problem. That's why I've got to train for so long.
It must make it hard when you come back to Australia around Christmas time not to have the extra beer and a prawn.
Oh, I don't drink anyway, mate, so that's not an issue. I did 500K over the Christmas New Year break. I ate pretty good, but again, it's just, it's genetics. It's the body type that I have, so it just means I need to work a little bit harder.
So, 3 world championships. Is the fire still burning in the belly?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I want to win 7 and be the greatest of all time. So, I've got my work cut out for me. I always set myself goals that seem unrealistic, and a lot of people doubt me every time I tell them. I want to win 7. They're like, "Oh, why don't you try winning another one first?" But you got to set high goals and give you something to work towards and something to strive for and something to achieve.
You don't need me to say it, but the Speedway Grand Prix, 10 rounds, temporary track, stadium, it's a tough gig. You've got to have a lot of luck on your side at certain times as well, don't you?
I don't know. I believe you make your own luck in life, depending on how hard you work. The biggest thing in our sport is the engines. An engine, if your engine isn't on point, then you can't even win a title. So, we're all fit. We're all, within, 4 or 5 kilos of each other. All the bikes are the same, clutches are the same, everything's the same, it's just the engine. And there's only 3 real fast tuners at the moment, but there's 16 guys in the World Championship, so it makes it hard.
So how long have you been in the Grand Prix now, Ty? It would be better part of 7 or 8?
2013.
There you go. And it's, you're still at the absolute top of your game. Do you go into this season when you go back late February, early March, you go back over fully fit, or are you still recovering from a couple of little issues?
No, I feel really good. The back's sweet. I feel strong. I say it every year, but I'm the strongest I've ever been. And even at this point of the year, I'm weighing in at 66.1, so I'm the lightest I've ever been at this time of year. And I'm as strong as I've ever been. And people can't understand why every year I always say I'm the strongest I've ever been, and that's because you have a base fitness, and every year that base fitness gets better and better. So every year you genuinely are stronger and stronger. Yeah, so it's good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's an accumulative effect, isn't it, of training and staying fit over a number of years?
Yeah, 100%. That base fitness just gets better and better, so...
So the thing with the Grand Prix, and I watch it all the time on the old KO Sports, it's anyone can win on any given night, and you've got to be that fast out of the start line and have a nice first turn in amongst that sort of company, don't you?
Yeah, you do, and again, it's majority of it's down to the engine, unfortunately, because we can all ride bikes. If you look at me in 2015, I'd miss the start, but I was passing guys, I've gone from fourth to last to first, nearly every second race. and you know, I was just unstoppable, and that was just down to the engine, nothing else. So it's a shame when it gets like that, but I think every motorsport is pretty similar at the top level. You know, if you're not on the right team, or you know, you haven't got the right car, or all that sort of stuff. So.
So have you got a favourite track over there for, in the Grand Prix series alone?
It's going to be Cardiff, mate. I like the indoor tracks, and that one being a home GP. Yeah, it's something special, you know. If anyone hasn't been, it's definitely one to go check out.
Yeah, I know quite a few people from here that have been over and had a look at the Cardiff Grand Prix, and it's an incredible week, I believe.
Oh, dude, the whole thing is just unreal. Like, they get less people at Cardiff and they get more people at Warsaw for the Polish round. But because Warsaw is such a big city, you know, once the fans get on the tram, they disappear. But in Cardiff, the fans are next to the stadium and all the pubs and the side streets and the shops. And, you know, the town's just heaving with people. It's such an amazing atmosphere to be there. It's pretty special.
So you rekindled Australia, well, England versus Australia test match last weekend in Perth. That would be lovely to see that grow.
It would. It's been a, you know, about a year's worth of work. You know, we got the idea, me and Marshall McDermott, and we just ran with it and made it happen. It's been ongoing all year. You know, there's been lots of phone calls and lots of organisation, but yeah, we got it over the line and got the kids out here, and you know, it's perfect for the kids because you know, they'd just be sat in England doing nothing. You know, the weather's no good. You know, there's not really much they can do. And, you know, they got the opportunity to come out. Everything was pretty much paid for. They just needed a bit of spending money. They got to race the motorbike for 6 weeks while they were out here. So can't really ask much more than that.
Oh, no, absolutely. Full credit to you. Western Australia, as you know, has got a rich, you know, motorcycle speedway history. It's good to see things, you know, really starting to pick up over there again.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, while Martin McDermott is president of the club, I'll help out the best I can. And you know, when he hands it away, I'll give it off, or you know, I'll just come back and enjoy my summer down at the beach.
So we're nearly out of time, and I'll better let you go. You are on holidays. It's great that you could join me on this morning's show, mate. Best of luck in a couple of months' time for the first round in Poland, and you know, let's hope that you can put number 4 in the trophy cabinet.
That's the plan, mate, and then I can retire on the podium. And yeah.
No worries, Ty. Thanks for your company.
Good on you, mate. See ya.